Sherry, Katie, Jack. Let's pray together as we jump in this morning. God, we are just so grateful for your love and your mercy and your compassion. And Lord, we ask, God, that you would be guiding us and filling us, and having your way in our hearts and in our minds and in our lives. Help us to become more and more like you. I pray that you would bring us to that deeper place we just sang about as we trust you, God. And as we consider your story and how you've revealed yourself to us throughout the pages of Scripture and in the person of Jesus, and what it means for us to become new people in you. And so, Lord, I pray that you would teach us this morning. I pray that you would help us to turn from the destruction we so easily choose for ourselves and instead would look to you. God, you are awesome. You are beautiful. You are compassionate and merciful and good. And we seek to delight and root our lives completely in you this morning and always. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we are doing this new sermon series. This is week number 3, where we started on the first pages of the Bible in Genesis 1 a couple weeks ago, and we're going to end at Christmas time on like the last page of the Bible in Revelation. And so we're going to cover like the whole thing. So we're moving through this thing we're calling storyline from paradise lost to paradise restored and looking at the salvation history of the Bible. How has God maintained his commitment to draw people to himself, to partner with them, to be with them? Does anybody remember that we talked about it 2 weeks ago? Bonus points, maybe, if someone remembers this, the theological term for this type of study. It's a German word. Heilsgeschichte. My daughter's shaking her head at me. Heilsgeschichte, it means salvation history, looking at just what God has done to pursue his people. And so we had the first couple of weeks looking at creation and God's intent and design to rule and reign over the earth as his new temple with his people. Last week we looked at the fall, and how human beings made a mess of that. And we're going to continue to see how the wheels continue to fall off from that as we get into the flood narrative. And so we've had creation as it was intended to be. We've had the fall where human beings determined to define good and evil in their own eyes. And because of that, they were exiled from the garden. And then we move on to this, I find to be a really difficult text and topic, the flood narrative. And I know it's like a really popular biblical story. And every kid's book has just the most fun pictures of this story, you know? Like, Noah's got rosy cheeks.